From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Middle East peace talks should begin with or without a freeze of Israeli settlement construction on the West Bank. Clinton spoke after meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She also held talks with Palestinian leaders, but there's no sign of any progress towards resuming negotiations. The BBC's Paul Wood reports from Jerusalem.
The Americans have reversed themselves. The Obama administration came into office wanting to freeze Israeli settlement building on occupied Palestinian land. Now, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, says that with or without a settlement freeze, the talks should begin. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, knows the argument is going his way. On the issue of settlements, the Americans blinked first. The Palestinians feel angry and let down by the Obama administration. They refused a direct appeal from Secretary Clinton to enter substantive talks immediately.
The BBC's Paul Wood in Jerusalem. In California, officials have suspended fishing and shellfish harvesting in part of the San Francisco Bay after an oil tanker spilled up to 800 gallons of fuel into the water. Residents are being advised to avoid some area beaches. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Coast Guard officials are using skimmer boats to scoop up fuel in an area about 2.5 miles southeast of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. The spill occurred Friday morning as a Panamanian tanker was being refueled. Coast Guard officials point to mechanical problems as the likely cause of the spill. Though the spill was not a massive one, environmentalists are concerned that migratory birds could get mired in oil, leading to poisoning or hypothermia, and they're worried that oil could wash ashore in sensitive habitats. This incident comes roughly 2 years after a container ship sideswiped the Bay Bridge, spilling more than 50,000 gallons of oil into San Francisco Bay. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
House Minority Leader John Boehner gave the Republicans' weekly address Saturday. The Ohio Republican took aim at health care proposals presented by the Democrats.
This 1,990 pages of bureaucracy will centralize healthcare decision-making in Washington, D.C. It'll require thousands of new federal employees. It'll put unelected boards, bureaus, and commissions in charge of who gets access to what drug and what potentially life-saving treatment.
For his part, Boehner says he wants a more bipartisan health care measure. A report from the Congressional Budget Office says that only about 2% of individuals under the age of 65 would sign up for health insurance under the so-called public option included in the House version of legislation. The nonpartisan budget office also says the scaled-back version of the plan might even help private insurers a little bit, estimating that about 6 million people would sign up for the public option 10 years down the road when the provision is fully functional. This is NPR News. The New York Yankees have won the third game of the World Series 8-5 over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Yankees now hold a 2-game-to-1 lead in the best-of-7 contest. The state of Maryland has given the go-ahead for France's electricity monopoly to take a major stake in Constellation Energy, one of the East Coast's major power companies. Frank Bounding reports from Paris.
Électricité de France, or EDF, is the world's largest nuclear-based electricity generator and will gain just under 50% of Constellation's nuclear operations. The company supplies power to Baltimore and much of Maryland. As a part of the deal, EDF must construct a new state-of-the-art nuclear power plant, and Constellation will have to invest $250 million in Baltimore Gas and Electric while assuring that no harm will come to consumers. The deal has been pending approval from both federal and state authorities since the French company made its initial approach last winter. France has followed an aggressive strategy of expanding its nuclear power operations around the world since President Nicolas Sarkozy came to power. For NPR News, I'm Frank Bounding in Paris.
No, it's not the start of the TV show 60 Minutes. Just a gentle reminder to turn your clocks back tonight before you go to bed. If you're among those of us working tonight, you may be getting an hour of overtime, as your colleagues on the morning shift will enjoy an extra hour of sleep. President Obama and First Lady handed out Halloween goodies to thousands of Washington, D.C. area children at the White House. Treats included cookies baked by the White House pastry chef, dried fruit, and special M&Ms with the president's signature printed on them. This is NPR News from Washington. I'm Jim Howard.